Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's Felger Maserati on a Thursday, fully loaded here. Tony Maserati, Big Jim Murray alongside Jimmy Stewart and Billy Lanny behind the glass here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Hi, Anthony.
Good, you?
I'm Peachy. Thank you so much. Let's open up with that Bruins trade, which, of course, happened at 6:01, right when we got off the air. Sometimes wonder if that's intentional. Want to deprive us of the content during the 2 to 6 hour. But anyway, the Coyle trade to the Bruins is done for Ryan Donato and a conditional fifth-round pick. It becomes a fourth if the Bruins make the second round or something like that, or the Wild make the second round, that's a fourth, fifth conditional round. Okay, so Donato for Coyle. How do you feel about that, man?
Okay.
How do you feel about that deal?
So instinctively, I would tell you that I have mixed emotions about it, but at the end of the day, I'd have made it. Okay, at the end of the day, I would have made it for this simple fact. They're at a stage here where they've got to decide. They've got to decide which young guys that they're going to keep and which young guys they're going to let go. I felt this way for a while. You look at all those left shot forwards, every single one of them, between DeBrusque, Heinen, Donato, Bjork. What are they, all going to make it and be stars? So this to me is where the whole thing gets critical, because you can say, yep, they've drafted okay. Yep, they get some guys with some promise, maybe no superstars, but whatever, they get some players. Now, which ones are you going to keep? Like, that to me is a huge, huge question when you're building an organization the way that Sweeney is building it. If Donato ends up being a fabulous player, or more importantly, if he just ends up being better than DeBrusque or Heinen, they made the wrong call, right? Because, I'll give you the Bjork is hurt, so you weren't going to get a lot for him right now anyway. But if DeBrusque and Heinen aren't as good as Donato, well, then you should have traded one of them. Now, I understand that Donato's not as far along developmentally in short term. You're probably giving up more than you need to, blah, 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 blah. But you understand what I'm getting at. And so I have some concerns. I mean, the Bruins have, you know, under Chiarelli, they traded away a lot of young guys that came back to bite them in the ass. Sweeney's whole platform was, we're going to give these guys time to develop. It doesn't feel like they gave Donato a ton of time to develop, but nonetheless, they have a little bit of a glut there at the left shot forward. It's time to make a move, and they made this one.
They definitely bailed on Donato early.
I hope they're right. It feels to me like they overpaid a little bit here. Like, you know,
that was my immediate reaction. Just felt like a bit of an overpay. Like, you couldn't get this kid with just a pick, and it speaks more to me about Donato than it does this Coyle kid, who I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know about, because who the hell's watching Minnesota Wild hockey? I get it, like, you know, why they brought him in, and hopefully it adds some depth and some scoring to that third line that desperately needs it. But on Donato, what's the issue here? It feels like there's a missing piece. Like, why'd they give up on him?
Maybe they just don't think he's that. Maybe they don't think he's all that. You know, Jimmy Stewart, you guys, a lot of people out there, you know, look at the list of young players the Bruins have traded under the age of 25 and lump this into it and say, uh-oh, is this another Phil Kessel? Is it another Tyler Seguin? Is it another Blake Wheeler? Is it another Doug Hamilton? Is it another Frank Vetrano? We're going to find out. I know that's not much of a take to say it's all going to play out, but this is the kind of deal you can't really give a winner or loser to until you find out what the players become.
Absolutely
both
right.
Both of them. And Coyle's only 26, so he's still got room to grow too. So this is one of those where in 2 or 3 years, tell me what he is. Tell me what Ryan Donato is, and then you'll know if you blew it or not. Tell me what Charlie Coyle is for you, and then you'll know whether you blew it or not. I know that's weaselly, but I'm sorry. I mean, I think Ryan Donato is a big unknown. I'm unsure of that guy.
So am I.
He's got a great release and a great shot. I don't know what else he has. I don't know what else he has.
Yeah, and Bruins management obviously has a better idea in terms of how his development is going. Just eyeball test alone, the kid's shot, I like. So that's where it was like, when I immediately heard his name tied to this, it was like, ooh.
Great release, great shot. But when I watch, when I see everything else.
So did Frank Vatrano.
So is he, is
a little teeny.
Is Donato physical? Is he super fast? Does he set guys up? I mean, he's really just got that shot. And as Maz said, so did Frank Vatrano. So, I mean, when I look at this list, is Ryan Donato closer to Tyler Seguin or Frank Vatrano?
It feels to me, I mean, he's not Seguin. We can say that for sure.
I feel like he's closer to Frank Vatrano. Now, Frank Vatrano, I don't know if you knew this, has scored 20 goals already for Florida this year.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Right? Mm. Okay, so that's why like people put Vatrano on this list. He's actually turned into something, but has he? I mean, do you watch the Panthers? I mean, they blow. Vatrano gets power play time there. 7 of his 20 goals are on the power play, so over a third of his goals come on the man advantage. He's getting that time there because that team sucks.
And he can shoot.
And he can shoot, but what is Frank Vatrano? Like, I'm not sitting here, I'm not missing Frank Vatrano.
Nor am I.
All right, I mean, if he develops into something more than this, then maybe I will. I know I'm sort of talking around it. I do it too. So it's close. It's a tough one because I'm not super familiar with Charlie Coyle, and I'm unsure about Donato. So it's close, but after thinking about it, and sort of digging into it, I'm in. I'm in on the trade. I think it's a good move. And I'll tell you why. Coyle still has all this upside too. He has less than Donato because he's been in the league 5 years or so. And so maybe Coyle is closer to establishing his ceiling than Donato is, who's more of an unknown. But Coyle's still only 26. He's still only 26. He was drafted in the first round. Donato was a second round pick. And Coyle is certainly not a bust. I mean, he made the Wild and has never been sent back, as far as I know. And he's been a legit NHL player this entire time. So he's not a bust. He's only 26. How's he being used in Minnesota? I'm not even sure.
Right.
Does he get, apparently when they change coaches, he started getting bounced up and down the lineup. You know, he's really a center, but they've been playing him at wing. Minnesota just traded for another center. Was it Rask, the other Rask? Who came in and he played wing and not center. That's not his natural spot. Did he get a lot of power play time or not? Like, so I don't even know. Minnesota over the years, from time to time, has had real trouble offensively. They haven't been an offensive team. So has Charlie Coyle not been put in the right spot there? And does he come here and play next to Krejci or get the minutes and the opportunity here that he didn't get there? And suddenly you're onto something with Charlie Coyle. It's not like you're trading Donato for a rental. Is a pure rental. Coyle has another year after this.
Which I like that too.
And he's 26. So he still has ceiling. He still has term. And so, I mean, if you had asked, you know, NHL scouts, Donato or Coyle, who's a better prospect? Most would say Coyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now again, there's a 4-year gap in between when they were drafted. But Coyle was a first rounder. Donato was a second. Coyle's bigger, much bigger. He's more versatile. He can play pure center or right wing.
He's huge. 6'3", 220.
I think he walks in as your second biggest forward on your whole team. He skates really well and has some skill that made him a first-round pick. But, you know, what happened to it in Minnesota, I can't even tell you. But on paper, if they were the exact same age, Coyle or Donato, and they were in the draft and I had a chance at either of them, I think I'd take Coyle.
Yeah, the upside's higher.
I think I'd take Coyle.
Yeah, he's got the size to play in the league. To me, my concern with Donato, and look, I got on the phone this morning too, because I can't tell you I've watched a lot of Charlie Coyle either. So I talked to three different NHL types.
Jeez, Maz.
Okay, three different NHL types.
What are you doing putting in work like that on this show?
Well, because I wanted to educate myself on the guy.
Oh, please, overrated. Well,
they gave
setting
up.
Setting a bad precedent here.
Yeah, it's a horrible precedent.
So sorry, next time I won't work so hard.
I just sat at my desk scratching my nuts looking at the internet. Like, well, that's how I get with my opinion.
Oh, no, but I did that too. So I just had a productive morning
talking to people.
What can I tell you? I had a productive morning. So look, I've heard different things about Coyle. Like, you know, I like the idea too, but it also feels like he's one of these guys that hasn't fully tapped into his talent, right? Which is essentially what you just said.
Right.
Why? Like, to me, that always speaks of, okay, he's big. He can skate. There's some skill. Well, why is he getting 10 goals? Because, so to me, that reeks of like motivational issues or makeup or whatever.
No, or I mean, right? Or because he was so big, it came so easy to him at the lower levels. So he's a big prospect because he's, you know,
physically superior.
His physical superiority makes him, you know, puts him on top of all those kids he's playing with, but then he gets to this level and everyone's this big and this fast and this skilled, and now he's got to have something else, and does he? Certainly a valid concern.
So I wonder, okay, now again, I'd have done the deal. At the end of the day, I would have done the deal. I'd have pulled the trigger and taken the shot. If for no other reason than the fact that they got too many forwards stacked on the left side there. But I also look at it and say, you better have picked the right one. You better have picked the right one to move. And the other thing I wonder is, could Donato have been included in another deal that they might have been able to make next week? Because it feels to me like Donato's a decent-sized piece. I don't know if he's a huge piece in a trade, but it feels like he's a decent-sized piece. And so could there have been an opportunity down the road that they could have made by using Donato there, and they'll miss out on someone else?
Absolutely valid. Absolutely valid. So as it relates to the lineup and what it does to the lineup, it's sort of weird, but I mean, so if he's the guy for Krejci on the second line, that doesn't feel good enough. He's a better center than a wing, not a pure goal scorer, not really that profile. But if you play him on the third line, and now he's a better center, and now he helps your third line center thing, who's he playing with? You still don't. I mean, is he going to turn Jacob Norrström into something? Or,
well, in theory, he'd have Heinen, right?
Okay, would he? Why?
Well, if you, that, and this is this,
because I want Heinen staying with Bergeron, I want Pastrnak with Krejci.
Okay, so I was just going to say, but that is sort of contingent upon you making another move before.
If you make
next
another
week.
Move, then that okay, then that settles that. If you're not making another move, I think he's a guy that plays with Krejci. I don't know, is he a waste on the third line with Nordstrom and Frederick and whatever, you know, Backus or whatever you're putting down there? Is he going to suddenly turn Backus? Is he going to make Backus 10 years younger?
No, no. This is why they, you know, I think I was saying yesterday, I feel like they're at least two players away. And, like, so this is one, maybe half of one, but whatever. If their next guy is a stud, like, let's just play along and say they get Panarin, okay? I think the whole sort of makeup of their first three lines changes. Like, all of a sudden now, you know, you get some firepower in different places, and okay, it looks different. So I don't think Coyle alone changes that, but I take the shot if I'm them, and I do like the idea that he signed for another year. I do like that.
Okay, so it's close. It's a close call because we're not watching Coyle on a daily basis. We don't know why. You know, it's not that he's been a bust. He was a 28th overall pick, I think. It was the end of the first round.
Yeah, 28 is right.
He's been a pro the entire time he's been there, and he's been a regular guy. So it's not like he's a bust, but he certainly hasn't exceeded expectations there. Why? We don't know. And Donato, to me, is a total, wow, like, I'm not sure about that kid. I wasn't sure about that kid when he came up here last year and was scoring goals. Like, you can all see the release. You can all see the shot. But if he can't get to the spot, if he can't create his own room, then, you know, what good is that shot?
See, to me, that's the part that concerned me about Donato, is that he showed a willingness to go to the front of the net. It wasn't that. It's not like he was afraid. He just couldn't survive there. He's just getting pushed around too easy. So I don't know. Does that change as you get older? Can he get stronger, you know, more sturdier, all of that, and hold his ground better? Maybe. But against good teams, think of the defensemen you're going to see in front of the net. They're going to be huge.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the one thing that I wouldn't argue with you if you didn't like the trade. The thing to be most scared of. Here's the thing to be most scared of. The Bruins made it. The Bruins are the team that made it.
Yeah, Sweeney's track record.
Right. And that's, I'm with you on that. Sweeney should scare you with some of the deals that he's made. And some of the trades they've made at the NHL level. That should give you pause. You should be cynical of any move that they come up with at that level. I don't blame you on that. That's the worst thing I can say about this trade, is that you made it. What do you think? Your reaction right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Something.
Come back and put it in my face.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Felger and Mass.
They suck.
On Boston's home for sports.
We're excited to be adding Charlie Coyle to the Boston Bruins in exchange for Ryan Donato and a conditional fifth-round pick. Really, the impetus behind the trade for us was to provide more depth to our lineup, especially five-on-five. I think the balance and scoring is something that's as of late we've done a real good job of, but it's an area that we needed to address. It also gives us a two-position player with size and strength and speed that we can move around the lineup and feel comfortable in a bunch of different positions and a bunch of different roles.
Don Sweeney on the trade. Right to your reaction, as promised. Max and Cohasic, lead us off, Max. What do you got?
All right, Felger. I saw the trade was announced at 6:02 yesterday, so I wonder if Neely waited until you guys were off the air to announce it so you couldn't criticize it immediately.
You know what? I wonder sometimes, Max. I really do, but go ahead.
Well, I like the deal because Coyle's like a 40-50-point player, and I just don't think Donato projects to be much more than that at best. And, you know, Coyle, like, he has some size, which they desperately need because their forwards are just so small other than Backes, who can't even move. And, you know, he has experience and depth, and now it's just time to go get Wayne Simmonds. So that's all I got to say about the trade.
Okay, I'll take Wayne Simmonds for a cheap price. I'm not giving up a first-round pick for Wayne Simmonds.
Yeah, my other leftover thought was this: with this is I hope they're not done. Like, I feel like they're going to now do something else, right?
Yeah, well, see, this is it, because Coyle can play right wing with Krejci. So, look, if the choice is between giving up a first-round pick for Wayne Simmonds to rent him or doing nothing, I do nothing. I don't overpay for Wayne Simmonds. I don't overpay for one of these rentals. And if they do nothing else because the prices were stupid, then fine with me. Don't get stupid. Don't get stupid. Because Wayne Simmonds, he's another year or two from being David Backes or Milan Lucic, the big power forward who's fading. But Coyle, no question about it, makes you better now. I mean, Donato was not going to be a factor this year. I think that was becoming apparent. So it makes you better this year, and it probably makes you better next year. I mean, again, I don't know what you would be expecting from Donato next year.
Yeah, but considering this kid's size, and you brought it up, Maz, and his lack of production, to me, just reeks of a lesser-known Rick Nash. You know, like, I hope it pans out. You do have him for another year, and maybe he just hasn't, you know, dipped into what his talent actually is. Maybe he needs a change of scenery. I don't know, but I don't know. That's always kind of a red flag to me.
I mean, look, like, on some level, and this is a very loose comparison, okay? Very loose. But you remember when they brought Nathan Horton here, and the whole thing was he needs to be in a hockey market, the change of scenery. He's one of those guys. Like, now, Horton was the third pick in the draft. This guy is, you know, 28th. But it feels to me like that's what they're trying to tap into, that sort of thing.
And they should. Dave in Plymouth, your thoughts?
So around Charlie Coyle, he's been hurt this year, and he had double wrist surgery last May. So that may be part of what's holding him back a little bit. And on Ryan Donato, honestly, guys, I think that Tara Sullivan article in the Globe where he kind of spouted off about him being an NHL player and he's ready now, I sort of think that the Bruins looked at that and said, no.
Yeah,
wise.
Maybe, Maz, you perked up with that.
I had it right in front of me because I heard about this story, too, and I missed it the other day. But this comment in particular stuck out to me. I know last year nobody would say that I was getting pushed off my skates because Cassidy recently said he needs to be stronger on the puck. I think it's something people say he's fallen down a few times. Maybe it's a little bit of nerves, maybe a little excited to play. But I know I'm a strong hockey player. I've had people tell me at every level I'm strong with the puck, so all of a sudden, to have it said now, I know my abilities. Like, I hear that, and I say, are you not taking coaching? Are you not taking criticism? Because, I wonder about that. Look, I'm not Scotty Bowman. I could see he was getting pushed around. He's just not that big, and he's not that strong. That has to change, or he can't live in front of the net.
So clearly something there that, you know, to say expendable, you got to, it's not like you dumped Ryan Donato. I mean, it's like, so it shouldn't be portrayed like that. Like they just, you know, they didn't think it was going to work out. So that's it. We'll get whatever we can for him. No. That was a pretty high cost for this kind of player, but there had to have been something there. Had to have been something there that they did not like. I agree with that. Steven Carver, go ahead, Steve.
Mike, did you get to watch the game last night?
Yeah, some of it. Most of it. Three quarters.
Yeah, I don't know how Bruce Cassidy does it, man. The bottom two lines that they have are just terrible. But you go back to two games ago, they need a goal. They're on the road against one of the best teams in the league. He throws out the fourth line out there. They get the game-tying goal. Then last night, he needs a shootout goal. I think they went six rounds in a row without scoring. He puts David Backus, who's like a healthy scratch every other night now. He gets the game winner. I think Bruce Cassidy is one of the biggest reasons why the Bruins are where they are right now. Obviously, their top-end talent is great, but this guy can coach his socks off. And with Charlie Coyle, I think his numbers are going to severely increase. I think he's going to be a great player because Bruce Cassidy not only maximizes his talent, but he really gets his team to play better than what they should be doing.
I think Cassidy's done a terrific job. I think Cassidy, one of my favorite things he's done is that they're almost worth watching. They're almost always worth watching. They play hard just about every night.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the last couple of years under Claude? Like, every third night that, you know, the Claude Julien Thursday night home wet fart game, like, it must be like every third or fourth game, it's like,
set a watch to it.
Where are these guys? They'd be total snoozers.
Even last night, how long were they in Vegas for before this game was actually played?
Since Monday they were there, right?
That result last night impressed me. Not that they were great.
Right. It was a little bit sloppy, but
Vegas was better for much of the game. But that's a sort of a tough spot. They're in the middle of this long West Coast trip. They're riding that sugar high of that incredible win the other night in San Jose, where they get really lucky, but also just a great game. They've now been in Vegas for a couple of days, so who the hell knows? And the Knights have been struggling, so they come out like with a hair across their ass. And the Vegas Knights have proven they can just really, they play really hard. They play really hard, that Vegas team does. And so Vegas gives you that effort. You're in the middle of this road trip and coming off that win, and you match them. You match them enough to get to overtime, and it was sort of an impressive night, even though they weren't their best.
I had them pegged to lose last night.
Sure.
I said to you when I was walking out the door, they're going to lose tonight.
Scheduled loss.
Absolutely. The end of the streak, 2 days in Vegas, they're due for a loss. They'd had, you know, it had 3-1 or 2-0 written all over it.
So I think Cassidy is terrific. Unfortunately, when you get in the playoffs and you face Stamkos, Kucherov, Point, Stedman, Hedman, McDonough, Vasilevsky, like, the coach is not going to matter, unfortunately. I don't think he, you know, he didn't matter last year. Anthony on Cape Cod, go ahead, Anthony.
How you doing? Yeah, there's, you're kind of close to it, but there's two big reasons why they made this trade. Let me first just give you a little brief on Coyle. He is an excellent fit for the third line. Think of Riley Nash, just better in every attribute, bigger, stronger, better skater, more skill. I think he's a great fit, very good trade. Here's two reasons why you need to kind of make this trade. Magic kind of hit on it. You got to pick who you're going to move forward with. You got to remember, there's an expansion draft in 2 years. You can only protect 7 forwards. That plays a minor role. I know it's 2 years out, but it does play a minor role thinking about the future. The other thing is, you're choosing between Donato and Heinen. Who's going to help you win now?
Heinen.
Who's going to help you win a cup this year or next year? And let me just say one thing real quick.
Yeah.
Why are you handing the Stanley Cup to Tampa? Why are you doing that? They whooped them game 1 last year. That should have been a series. Why does everybody else just not even play? Don't make any trades because you're giving it to Tampa. They have a shot at a cup this year, and this move helps that. You got to go get Stone now.
Okay, why are you laughing?
Because, you know, they won game 1 last year. They lost the next 4.
Tampa curb stomped you.
But they won the game. But they won game 1.
Tampa's much better.
Okay. They lost 4 out of 5. Why are you looking at the one they won? And they couldn't get anywhere near the net in the last 4 games. Like, what were you watching?
They had a chance in the middle of the series to make it interesting. If you remember, it was game 4 here, and they're up a goal, and McAvoy gets dragged down behind the net. It was a clear penalty. They didn't call it. The puck goes to Stamkos. He rifles into the upper corner, and you end up losing that game in overtime. And that was it. There was a chance there you could have been 2-2 with them, but you were losing that series. I'm sorry, Tampa was better. They were better. They are better on paper, and they were playing better last year. So that was not your series. This year, they're even better. The gap between the teams is even bigger. But that doesn't mean you can't beat them. Like, it would be an upset, but upsets happen. Okay, maybe their goalie craps his pants, or they suffer an injury, or you just puck luck or whatever. Like, it's possible. But don't go there acting like you had Tampa right where you wanted them last year. You got stomped.
Oh, come on. I mean, the series ended in five games. Let's not get delusional about it. My question to you would be, let's just say that they make a big deal and they get it to someone like Panarin.
Yep.
Are they good enough then?
I would still give Tampa this. Tampa would still be favored. Tampa would still be the favorite in that series. Tampa's going to be favored against everybody. They have 90-something points, and no one else has more than 78 or something.
I'm just saying, if they were to make that deal, along with this one, how much should they close the gap?
Yeah, I would want them, if they made a Panarin deal or something like that, or even Simmons, that really fills out their roster, I'd say you got to take Tampa deep. You got to take Tampa deep, and if you still lose in six, seven games to a team like that, you know, that's, I don't know if that's a horrible result. Tammy, I don't know if people appreciate how good Tampa is and how deep they are. But the Bruins are in it. They're in it again, just like they were last year. So, you know, here's the first domino. We'll see if they make another move. We continue with your reaction to it right after Murray's update.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Backus will come on.
Got a good shot, Backus does. Backus, top shelf.
Wheels to the far circle, now to the slot. Shoots, he scores! David Backus ices this one. The Boston Bruins have won 7 consecutive games. They're a perfect 4-0 on the trip, and they win it 3-2 here in the shootout in Vegas.
I wasn't up for that. I can't make it. I'm an old. Unless I had money on it. I'm not staying up for it. But I do know that if I were watching that. So there was scoreless in the shootout, right? It was the sixth round.
Sixth round, yeah.
It was the extra skaters. I know exactly what I would have done. Like, I just can see it. David Backus comes over the boards to get the puck at center ice. I'm like, Jesus, what are you doing, Cassie? David Backus. Oh, he scored. Good call. Like, I know exactly that's what he would have
done. Yes, exactly. And look,
David freaking Backus.
I mean, the caller said it a little while ago, right? Wagner's on the ice the other night, picks the puck out of the air, knocks it down, bats it in. The ref misses it. They win. Earlier in the year, he had Corrali on the ice in overtime, taking a faceoff in his own zone with two defensemen out there. I'm like, well, this is it. Kevin Miller was on the ice with him. They get on the ice. They score. They win. Last night, he puts Backus in there. He scores. He wins. Like, the whole thing. Yeah, the guy's hitting every magic button. He is. And the Backus part of it, I know it's a regular season game. I know it's February. Pretty good story. I mean, the guy doesn't have it anymore. We all know it. Right? We all know it. And I think Backus himself said, he called my name and I was like, what? And so I was reading the thing this morning where Marchand said to him, you got low glove all day if you want it. Backus goes in, boom, there you go. Goal, they win the game 3-2. I mean, the last time they had a trip like this.
Oh, don't do this.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead, say it.
2011.
Oh, my God. Really?
2011 was the last time they had a trip like this. Remember that stupid stat? The Bruins went on a road trip and they won all six games. It was the first time they had done it since 72.
No, now I remember they won in Vancouver in the regular season 2011. Joe Haggerty said they have the look of a cup team, and we laughed in his face.
We did. And we, no matter what he said, we would have laughed in his face.
I don't know. They did something similar like this last year, by the way. Went on this great run in the second half. Rask went, you know, similar, like a 18, 19 game stretch without a loss in regulation. They're sort of doing the exact same thing they did last year. And Tampa's still sitting there in the second round. So those dynamics haven't changed. Does this trade change it? Frank the Tank, your thoughts on the Charlie Coyle trade?
Well, look, this trade helps you right now is what it does. And it probably helps you next year because Donato, it was obvious from the beginning of this year, he wasn't ready. And, you know, yeah, you're going to take a risk trading anybody. Where it's going to be down the road, no one knows. But you had to make some kind of a move. So we'll see where this goes. I hope it does help out the third line. The thing that should scare everybody is what Sweeney said. You know, we don't know necessarily if we're going to make any moves or we're going to be taking calls and making calls. Well, dumbass, you better be making calls and you better be taking calls because he shouldn't be done with just this. They need more. They need, in my opinion, another defenseman and not just scoring up front. They need another defenseman who can take on Tampa Bay and help Chara and Carlo.
Okay, let me stop you there. I don't know. Beggars can't be choosers. Would you rather have someone to play next to Krejci or another defenseman?
Krejci.
Okay. Yeah, with Krejci.
That's a bigger need. Your D has hung in there this year, and you're just going to have to go with what you got. I like their D. Unless you want to tell me Krug is part of it, that you can get much better by dealing Krug, and not that I want to deal him, but I just think if someone wants to overpay for him, then maybe you're talking about a D coming back. But to me, it's about if you fill out that line next to Krejci, now you have some options. Now you have some option because then Heinen can play on the third line with Coyle and maybe you get a third line. Coyle with Nordstrom and Backes, I don't know what Coyle's going to do for those guys. He's not Wayne Gretzky, not the Magic Man. I mean, how's he going to get blood out of that stone? I wouldn't be surprised if Coyle ends up with Krejci on the right side.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Look, and from that standpoint, like, can we call it a good first move in that? You know, if there's a premium right wing to be had, then you can play this guy in the third line. And
right.
If not, take a shot with him on the second line.
But I'm telling you, I'm not going to lose my mind if they do nothing else. If I find the prices, if it takes a first round pick for Wayne Simmons, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
I tell you what, I'm not sure I want Simmons either. With the way they play the game now, he feels like Lucic part two to
Dinosaur.
Me.
Dinosaur.
Moves too slow.
He's Backes 2 years ago. Which is fine for a stretch run for 6 weeks, okay. And if it costs me a second or third round pick, okay. Or a younger player that I can stomach losing, okay. I'm not giving up a first round pick for that. Ricky in Winchester. Go ahead, Ricky.
Hi, guys. I got a few points. So first, as far as Donato, I think he's never he needs a couple players to play with him if he's ever going to amount to anything like Bergeron or Marchand. And if this is the only trade we do, then I think it's completely asinine. If we go out and get a Mark Stone, this could have three solid good lines and the fourth line. But the problem is the price, apparently, for Mark Stone is DeBrusk, a first, and, like, Heinen or JFK.
Okay.
So if we, like...
So this is my point. That
no shot.
Mark Stone's available, but the Bruins pass on Mark Stone because you don't want to give up DeBrusk, a first, and Heinen. Like, that, do you want them making that move?
No.
No way.
No, that price is ridiculous. And, you
it's
know,
so
now-
easy to say, go get Mark Stone. Well, go get Artemi Panarin. Of course. Yeah, do you want to give up DeBrusk and or McAvoy and a first? Because that's what it's going to take for those guys.
See,
no,
now, if
it's going to be that, yeah, no.
No.
But if you told me that Panarin or Stone had a couple of years left.
Different.
Fine. Like, or maybe not even fine.
But
do
you want to give up DeBrusk or McAvoy for anything right now?
No.
No.
Have you watched DeBrusk recently?
Yes.
He's a stud. He looks like a certified stud.
And look, he was awesome in the playoffs last year. He was dynamite in that Toronto series. I just think that the game in the spring suits him. He's a complete bull. Absolutely go to the net hard. And so a guy like that can make a difference in the playoffs. I'll ride out some of the inconsistencies in the regular season with him because he's young and he probably loses focus. But in the playoffs, he's a lot to handle.
Mike and Hudson, go ahead.
Hey, Felger. So last week you said they were looking for a guy that was directly between like the top line and DeBrusk.
Yep.
And he has 28 points. Which is exactly what you meant.
That's it.
And 24 of them actually have been on even strength, and 211 of his 242 in his career are even strength. He's not a power play guy. It's actually exactly what they need.
So I agree. I mean, he does. He fills that gap. I'm telling you, if the Bruins get into a spot where they want Pastrnak back up with Bergeron, and it's Krejci, DeBrusk, and this Kuhlman or Solaric or something like that, they're going to move this Coyle up to the second line and play him with Krejci.
Oh, I think that's exactly what their plan is.
So, I mean, he fits better on the third line. He's a better center than a wing. But Krejci's another one. And I know you mentioned this the other day. He's playing great.
Out of his mind.
So you want to waste Kuhlman on Krejci? Or, you know, so they're going to be tempted to do that.
Yeah, and look, and that's a good point. I didn't even think of that. Krejci's probably playing the best he's played in how long? I mean, 3 years? 4 years? Five?
Whatever it is.
So now that you've got that, like, you want to talk about windows that you have to optimize? That's a window you have to optimize.
Okay.
Because he's not going to play great forever.
We're going to let you hit on this Bruins thing all day long. Okay? I think it's an interesting trade because it's a close call. What's Charlie Coyle? I don't know. Ryan Donato, again, some people like, some people don't like. Not sure exactly what he is. It's a close call. And the Bruins are the ones making it. So given their spotty track record, I know it makes a lot of you nervous. It should. But it should also make them better in the short term. So we'll discuss this all day long. Off the top of the next hour, I do want to get into some other stuff, our Patriots thought of the day. Oh, and next, most importantly, I got something to give away, Murray.
Oh, more fish tickets.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. How many drugs do I have to give you for you to actually like fish and want to go to fish?
Not that many because he has some of his own.
You're asking me.
Yes. What would it take? How many CCs would it take?
As I said in the Facebook Live show last night, $3,000 is the starting price for me to go to this.
So maybe it's not Murray's cup of tea, but maybe it's yours, you dirty hippies. You want free fish tickets? They're yours right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
What else would you like to accomplish before the deadline on Monday?
I don't know if we're going to necessarily do anything else, Joe. You know, we are going to, you know, continue to make calls and receive calls, and we will continue to look at the marketplace and see what may or may not fit with our club. We're going to cross our fingers we stay healthy, and I think our club has deserved, as a little bit like last year, put themselves in a position to try and challenge for a playoff spot and improve positioning if possible as we get down the last 21 games. We're going to continue to look at areas.
Sound the same to me, and they're all 17 minutes long.
I think this one checks in at 14.
Yeah.
Holy Christ. All right, well, there's always a party going around fish. Fish shows, I guess I'll call.
This is what I'm saying. You don't have to go in. You can just do whippets in the parking lot with Murray.
All right, I'm in. What's the number, Felga? Hold on. They all sound like this, huh?
All right, different strokes for different folks, I guess.
As long as they get to get high with Murray, I'm in. Let's party in the parking lot.
I'll almost certainly be in the parking lot.
It's not my first choice, but I actually don't mind it. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to a fish doubleheader. They didn't change the copy. So I don't know if this is 2 or 4 or 1 or 2. This is what's in front of me. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line will score a pair of tickets to a fish doubleheader at Fenway Park this July 5th and 6th. Tickets.
So you mean there's a chance I could get high with Murray twice?
Tickets on sale now.
Or maybe just once for a long time.
At redsox.com/tickets. Good luck on the freebies. Continuing with your reaction to the Charlie Coyle trade. Yes, Cam and Taunton lead us off the segment. What do you got, Cam?
I like the trade. I mean, because I hear these people say, like, oh, the Bruins need – this isn't their year. Wait for your time. You're not beating – this is their time. This is built around Chara, Bergeron, Rask, Krejci, Marchand. All those guys are either in their 30s or 40s. Marchand might be 29, but it's close enough. This is their time. It's just unfortunate that you're in the same division at the same time as an all-time great team in Tampa. Arcand said this the other day, it's so true. Tampa is so good, Steven Stamkos is their third best player.
I know.
Just think about that for a second.
But that doesn't mean you just – yeah, right, Cam, but it doesn't mean you just give up. I mean, you just give up because Tampa's, their roster's so good? I mean, that's not the way to approach it.
No, you can't do it that way either. I mean, otherwise, you know, what's the point of playing?
But especially in that sport. Like,
sure, that's right, because the bounce can make all the difference.
In the NBA, if you're the second team behind the Warriors, I would say,
No.
Save it. You're not getting by them. If you're the second team in the hockey, and even if it feels like that first team's that much better, you play a certain way, you get goaltending, things happen, you can win.
And you can, right, and you can mitigate a disadvantage in talent, you know, or a loss in talent by playing physically, outworking teams, doing all of that stuff. So look, again, I'm just not sure the Bruins are as close as Cam and Taunton thinks. Like, he's making it sound like the window just opened and they got a 3-year window here.
I mean, and I totally agree. First round against Toronto?
Coin toss.
Toss up.
Yeah.
The last two times you faced Toronto, it came down to the last couple minutes of the third period. Could have gone either way.
Complete 50-50, if you ask me.
And I still think that's where it is. I still think that, I want him here. Not that home ice is everything. But, you know, the Maple Leafs still have that choke in them. They still have that. That team know how to win. I'd rather them be in your building than theirs. But that's a toss up there.
I will say this, though, with the way the Bruins are playing, and this is assuming health, okay? You know, McAvoy's got to stay healthy and productive, and Krejci's got to stay healthy, blah, 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 and they still need another piece. I don't know that I would want to play them if I'm another team.
Definitely not. And I felt this in the back of my head, that Bergeron, Chara, really just stop there. Those guys, they got another one. I think they got another run in them. They're going to get one more crack at it. Those two together playing well, being viable where they're at. And for that, you know, that's why they're dangerous. All that experience, they know what it takes. They've done it before. Maybe their last kick at the can. And that profile is a dangerous profile for an opponent.
Wouldn't it be fun if they had made a good run?
Yeah, please telling me.
Like, again, because last year was, you know, you could almost see it coming that it was going to, you know, it was just going to blow up sooner or later. But in the spring, if they were to make a good run, oh, that'd be fun again.
Chuck in Boston, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Why are you people asking, like...
I'm going to have to just put you on hold, Chuck. Go to a different part of the room, pull over, do something, because you have a bad connection. Connor in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, Felger, I totally agree with you. I think Bergeron and Chara definitely have one more in them. Also, I thought the same thing about Backus last night when I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to be a long night. But boom, it was great to see that. Also, I think Halak, I think he sold the game for us. He pretty much threw it on his head. He beat some fantastic saves. Also, I don't hate the trade. I don't think it's going to be one of those blunders that they've made before in the past. And DeBrusk is looking sharp. So you guys let me know what are your thoughts on
that. Okay, well, the one thing I want to hit on there is Halak. Not a small deal there. Because
now 3 or 4 games in a row he's been good, but that's the best he's looked in a while.
No, he had a big dip in there. No question about it. You want him viable, because you want Rask rested. We all know what he's like with too many games under his belt. And we all know what he gets like at the end of the year and the workload and all of that. So you have to remain a viable team. The coach has to be confident you're getting points when you play the other goalie. So that's why it's important that Halak has turned it back around and figured it back up.
I mean, I was just, what are the games played for those two now? Are they still pretty much a dead heat?
I haven't looked at it in a while.
So you know what? Actually, I just called it. It just clicked in. 33 for Rask, 31 for Halak.
Oh, wow. I would never have guessed it's still that close.
I mean, really? Like, if you're the Bruins, to be where they are?
If you can keep Rask in the 40s, that's ideal. I want him in the 40s.
That's like perfect if you're them right now.
Because I think they were at, you know, 55, 60. That's what Cassidy said a couple years ago, right? Somewhere in that range. If you can keep him in the high 40s, ooh, I think that's a good spot for him. Charlie in Pembroke. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, so it was after the Kings game the other night that I woke up the next morning, looked at the standings, and saw that they were in second. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then after last night's game, I looked this morning, and they're third in the NHL for points. And
that's right.
I'm having trouble, you know, putting it together. And I just, you know, the only way I can think of it is, like, Bruce Cassidy is having the Jenga game of his life. You know, he's stacking that tower so bleeping high. And Don Sweeney walks over to the table. He wants to play. And Cassidy's like, no, get away, get away. Cam Neely comes over. No, just don't touch it. Just let me do my thing. And that's the only way I can make sense of it, you know?
Yeah, how are they the third best team in the league?
The guy's a freaking magician. It's uncanny from the moment he took over. I'd want to bet that they've got the best record in the NHL since the day he took over.
Regular season, I bet it's close. Because when he took over after Claude got fired, they were the number one team in the league for the rest of that year.
Exactly.
And they had the fourth best record last year, and now they have the third best record this year. So
it's got to be right there.
It's got to be right there.
And there's been no really extended slump of any kind.
But let me tell you, this is where it matters in the regular season. You get the team to play well on a consistent basis, getting them to buy in, work hard, screwing around with your lineup, like those sort of things. In the playoffs, it's really mitigated. It really is. When you go, if you go up a team that's just much better, you know, you've gotten blood from a stone with that Corrali line, just like he did last year. And then they got into that Tampa series and they sort of disappeared because everyone elevated. And it's not one team outworking the next. It's now everyone's playing at the same level. And now we find out about the talent. And so for all the good things to say about casting the regular season, he's a little mitigated in the postseason, like any hockey coaches.
They're still short on talent. They could use another player.
Let's grab, let's see if Chuck in Boston got to a better spot. Go ahead, Chuck.
Better spot, Felgie?
Yes, sir.
Why is everyone acting like Donato was some blue chip prospect? I mean, what, 2 good weeks last year? He's playing with some of the best players on the power play this year. I mean, the kid just doesn't have it.
So I'm not willing to make that that determination yet that he doesn't have it. I'm also not going to sit here. I also didn't sit here and say last year when he came up in the first 2 weeks, he's scoring goals. I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, no. Let's see. He's hot. He's got a good shot. But let's, you know, I wasn't sold on Donato when he was playing well last year, and I'm not bearing him now. I think he's a really great unknown.
I mean, I liked him a lot at the beginning. You know, look, I have a tendency, I admit, to my eyes will pop out of my head when I see a player for the first time. But as it went on, he couldn't handle the size and strength of the NHL game. I don't know if he will going forward, but he was getting pushed out all the time.
All right, Billy, intern, I'm sorry.
Cameron.
I'm sorry, Cameron. Are you sick of hearing from the dirty hippies yet? Are they still calling in?
Yeah, he's sick of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dudes and dudettes, the tickets are gone. We'll give away more fish tickets tomorrow, right? We'll have another chance tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll throw my line in the water one more time, folks. I'm going fishing.
All of a sudden, the phone line smelled like patchouli.
So stop calling. Stop calling Cameron, our intern. Stop calling Billy. We've given them away. Thank you for trying. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll give you a Patriots Minute coming up in 90 seconds. No commercials, just an update here from Big Jim Murray.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.